Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show, Brock and Hunter.
Yo, here we go. What's up?
Hey, buddy. Why did I sound like a motorbike there? Like that little mouse in the motorcycle?
You are a little mouse in the motorcycle-ish there, for sure.
I don't know what I'm doing
anymore. What a reference, dude.
Yeah, that's right. Right next to Indian in the Cupboard. Yeah, that one, too, right there.
Oh. Hey, you got to watch those. You got a daughter, you know.
Oh, I can't wait. She's going to be seeing all the cinematic classics, and I'm going to be right there with her. Anyway, we got to get enough of these great movies like a little mouse on a motorcycle and a naked Indian in a cupboard. It's time for your history
weird
lesson.
Weird naked Indian.
Weird naked Indian.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter. On this day in history, May 24th, 1878, the first recorded American bicycle race was held in Boston. Bicycle. Actually,
what year was that?
That was 1878. Believe it or not, another thing was recorded today. It was the first time in recorded history that someone got pissed about a cycling event going on in a city. Come on! Is that today? They got the whole street blocked off. Damn cyclists.
Was it one of those big, like, the front wheel was huge and it had the little back wheel? It those bike?
That would have been much funnier to watch, but no, it was just the regular bicycles. However, I don't know if I'd want to race on an 1878 bicycle. They really didn't have it quite tuned in at that point, right?
Yeah, you're probably not the lightest, not the safest, fastest. You know, I don't know, right?
I mean,
a little dangerous.
Nowadays, I mean, I have a hard time hopping on a fancy Schwinn bicycle, and then you got something from 1878.
Well, I wonder what the outfit was. I'm sure it wasn't the leotard.
So they have some old mock-ups and drawings and stuff, and it's not the full-on Lycra Tour de France with the goofy-ass speed helmet and the goggles and everything, but they did have, like, little, like, you know, shorts and tank tops and stuff.
They knew about aerodynamics and whatnot. They weren't completely.
Yeah, they weren't. Right, they weren't doing a race in a petticoat, you know, in a top hat. I do say, my good man, what a great day for a bicycle race. No, it was actually, you know, somewhat athletic for the time, I would say. So, I mean,
I'd still beat all their asses on my e-bike. That's for sure.
Dude, if you were to pull up in 1878 on an e-bike, they'd.
Smoking a cig on an e-bike. What's up, guys?
You guys ready to do this race? I'm gonna not break a sweat today.
The hell is that bike?
Oh my god! Hey,
don't worry about it,
Johnny. Come over here and see this. This is amazing. The winner was Mr. C. A. Parker of Harvard University. He covered the 3 mile course in 12 minutes and 27 seconds with an average speed of 15 miles per hour. So, hey, hauling ass back then. I think that was faster than the cars at the time, right?
15, man. Yeah. Just ripping.
So there you go. It still annoys me because whenever I see a cyclist on the road, I'm just like, oh, I want to hit that back tire. I want to hit that back tire so bad and just send him into the ditch.
He's so far out into the road for.
Sunday afternoon, you got some accountant out there trying to get his miles in, all right, in his weird neon Lycra jumpsuit and his goofy helmet. It's like, all right. You know what I hate, too? Sorry, I'm going to rant. Look, if you're a cyclist, fine. Go out, do your thing, have your hobby. But if you walk into the coffee shop with your helmet on and your stupid little bike shoes clickety-clacking, I hate everything about you.
You know what the greatest is? When they just put the bike over their shoulder because they're so light, you know? All right, Tony Perkins from Heavyweights.
Would you calm down, Lance Armstrong, all right? I'm going to take a large Mocha Grande, a shot of steroids. I got a big day of hitting these hills. Anyway. All right, well, there you go. The first ever recorded bicycle race happened on this day in 1878.
Hauling ass.
All right, we're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is Nate Bargatze.